Delegates arrived in the capital, Bamako, for the talks organized by Mali's government, dominated by military leaders. The four-day forum is aiming to pave the way for the return of civilian rule following last year's coup. Mali's transitional government expects delegates to make concrete proposals for ending the political crisis and to prevent further sanctions from the regional organization, ECOWAS.
The international community needs to listen to the Malians' voice. This is our country. They can't wish for the good of our country more than we do.
Mali has a long history of national consultations to discuss problems and recommend solutions. But this time, the opposition aren't attending, insisting it was a waste of time. They are demanding a swift return to democratic rule. But some delegates disagree.
It is not possible to hold elections.
The people of Mali have suffered political instability since gaining independence from France 61 years ago. In August last year, the military toppled President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita after weeks of street protests against corruption and insecurity. Another coup in May disrupted the military's pledge for elections in February. No group has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attack in Nara town on the border with Mauritania.
We need to dialogue with them, exchange with them to disarm their hearts and minds. As long as we don't do that, as soon as they have an occasion, they will attack.
Attacks by armed groups in the restive Sahel Desert region have killed thousands and displaced millions, despite years of efforts by international forces to defeat them. It's feared further attacks will cause yet more instability. Fidelis Mba, Al Jazeera, Abuja.